Previously on 24.
Mr. President, Jack Bauer just called with some new information.
He claims I have evidence that proves the Cyprus recording is counterfeit.
I'm calling off the attack.
Stopping and restarting this military action could cost tens of thousands of American lives.
An acceptable risk if the alternative is waging war against three innocent countries.
What do you know about Section 4 of the 25th Amendment?
If the majority of his cabinet feels he's unfit to fulfill his duties, the president could be removed from office.
And the vice president becomes acting president.
As far as I'm concerned, it's Prescott who should be charged with treason.
I was afraid you'd say that way.
Fight!
Until you hear from me, do not let her out.
I think I can lure them away from here so you and Kate can get the chip over to CTU. Meet me at Moore Park and Vineland. If I'm not there in 15 minutes, you get that chip to Tony Almeida.
Yusef! Behind you! Oh,
what did I tell you? He's a damn towelhead.
Oh. Stop it!
Tony, we got the evidence that proves the Cyprus audio was forged. It's a CPB memory chip that contains the original source recording.
Do not kill him until he talks.
Jack, I need the chip.
It's not for sale. My answer's final.
When Ronnie's finished working on you, he'll give me another.
Chip, Jack.
He's dead.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Joining our special broadcast, the White House has confirmed the blast in the Mojave Desert that occurred 4 hours ago at 10:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time was, in fact, a nuclear explosion.
Table over there will stitch you up. We'll get you out of here on your way. What are you doing here?
Looking for the epinephrine.
It's the treatment room. I have a patient.
Where's the epinephrine?
Storage room.
Let's go.
Clear.
Nothing.
Go again. Increase the jewels.
You are not gonna die on me, you son of a bitch.
That's Kingsley. You talk to him.
Yes.
Let me talk to Stark.
He's a little busy right now, sir.
Did Bauer give you the chip?
No, sir, not yet.
What's taking so long?
It's under control, Mr. Kingsley.
What am I hearing in your voice? Answer me, Raymond.
Well, Stark pushed Bauer a little too far.
He's flatlining.
Whatever he broke, he better fix.
And if Ronnie can't handle it, do it yourself.
Right.
Where's the epinephrine?
The doctor's got it. You don't revive this man, you're dead. I need your men to put him on the gurney. Put him up on the gurney.
Give him as much as he can take. Let's go! Clear. Still in V-fib. Hit him again! Three, clear.
It's too late. It's not gonna work.
Hit him again! Clear!
Sinus rhythm. I need a Baxter set. A bag of normal saline.
What did Kingsley say?
He said I just got promoted.
Thank you.
thought death would save you. You're not gonna die until I kill you myself. Now, where is that chip?
We'll be convening the cabinet within the hour. Does the president have any idea what's going on?
I don't think so.
Let's keep it that way.
It's critical he doesn't find out.
It's not going to be that easy. And Kresge was about to warn him, but I was able to intervene.
Where is she now?
I had to put her under guard.
I know it's difficult. It's difficult for all of us.
Just hope we're doing the right thing.
Mike, do you think these are the circumstances under which I wish to assume the presidency? You know me better than that. This country was attacked with a nuclear weapon, and the president will not commit to a military response.
I hope you're not wavering yourself.
No, I'm not.
Good. So your responsibility is to make sure that the cabinet votes to remove him from office.
I have a responsibility to make sure the vote takes place, not to manipulate the outcome.
Poor choice of words. But my point is the same.
You're doing the right thing, Mike. History will recognize that.
Anything from Jack Bauer?
Not that I've heard.
Mike, I know you think delaying a military response is the wrong call.
Only because you're relying on a single source.
Jack Bauer says he has evidence that we're being manipulated into this war. I have to give him the opportunity to produce the proof.
If there were anything I could say to make you change your mind.
There isn't. Look, Mike. I know this is an unpopular decision. And even though you don't agree either, your standing by me means a great deal. Send Lynn into my office. She's going to help me draft my statement.
I'll see if I can find her.
What do you mean?
She wasn't feeling well. She took a few minutes downtime last I heard.
That's fine. Let her rest. I'll go over it with Jenny.
Please open this door. Whoever you are conspiring against the President of the United States of America. Do you have any idea what that means?
Hello? You have
no idea what's at stake here. Please open the door!
Got a couple hundred.
Come on.
Let's go.
What's this?
All right, let's get out of here.
Come on!
Take it, let's go. Get in the car, I'm driving.
Wait! You took something from him, it's mine.
What are you doing with him anyway? You think he's got money? Only thing worse than these bastards in our country is people like you.
No, it's not like that. I just need that plastic case you took from him. Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's got information on it. It's not worth anything. Please, come on, give it to me.
What do you give us for it?
I'll pay you. I've got money.
How much?
It's not here, it's at my house.
Forget it, Marcus, let's just go.
Where's your house?
Hancock Park.
It's not that far from here.
Come on.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go get your money. First, I'm gonna put him out of his misery.
No! No!
This is for messing with our country.
Oh, please. No!
Marcus, man, come on.
Come on, let's go.
He's already had too much. You don't want to strain his heart.
He's strong. He can handle it. Now prepare a syringe of Paraglide.
Paraglide? It'll collapse his lungs.
Just do it. This will paralyze your diaphragm. Then you'll slowly suffocate. I feel like you're drowning. Until you tell me where the chip is.
I already told you. I don't know where the chip is.
Kingston wants to talk to you.
I'll be right back.
IV first.
Get the Beriglide.
Sir.
Start him off with 2 cc's.
Mr. Chappelle.
Hi, Michelle. Is Tony in his office?
He went to IT. He'll be back in a minute.
What's the status on the phones?
Grid's down over most of the city.
How about wireless?
Cell service is pretty much out, too.
Are you using SATCOM?
Yeah.
Save SATCOM for your highest priorities. We're sharing it with half a dozen other agencies.
Okay.
Tony.
All right.
Good work.
Good work on what?
I know Bauer's trying to change our position on the Cypress audio.
That's not exactly true.
Whatever. You don't have to explain. I'm just glad you're not letting the tail wag the dog.
Ryan, Jack may not be wrong about this. He's in the middle of an investigation.
Wait. I don't want to hear that.
All right, I'll have to contact
you. We're about to bomb the Middle East into next Wednesday. We're supposed to be processing intel to support that operation.
I've got most of my people on it.
I want all your people on it.
Ryan, don't you think we need to eliminate any reasonable doubt about the authenticity of this recording?
Your department has already authenticated that recording. Don't make me the bad guy here, Tony. George Mason may have recommended you to direct CTU, but you'll need my blessing to stay on. I assume that's what you want.
What I want is to do what's right in this situation.
What's right is to follow the chain of command. Put everyone on domestic response.
Can't get through to him.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. His office said he's temporarily unreachable.
Unreachable? I want him now.
I'll try again, sir.
Aaron.
Yes, Mr. President.
Close the door, please. How many administrations have you worked for?
I came in on Reagan's second term.
I haven't been able to establish contact with my vice president in the last half hour. What do you make of that?
I wouldn't know how to respond to that, Mr. President.
I just pulled our bombers out of the air against everyone's recommendations. Now my vice president suddenly is unreachable. Should I draw any conclusions?
Sir, I'm not qualified to give an opinion on that,
Aaron,
sir.
Aaron, you've been doing this nearly 20 years. You know how the system works. Is Prescott planning something behind my back?
I'm going 2010, police cover position 3. For what it's worth, I think the choices you've made today have been the right ones.
That's not what I asked.
Well, sir, there are always those inside the administration who feel that delay is a weakness. If enough individuals share this point of view, then...
Aaron, is Prescott coming after me?
I'm not sure. But you have good instincts, sir. I'd listen to him if I were you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Max is very unhappy.
Max can be unhappy. We're all entitled to our feelings.
Peter, spare me your usual metaphysical observations. Our entire project depends on a military action the president just suspended.
For now.
Now is all that matters.
Now you're being metaphysical.
Peter.
Palmer is not going to be able to withstand the political pressure from his own administration, let alone the will of the people. He's not going to have any choice but to respond to the nuclear weapon.
You're assuming, of course, that this man, Bauer, hasn't already delivered proof to his people that the Cypress audio was false.
Bauer will be a problem.
Tell me where the chip is, I'll make it stop.
You're gonna kill him.
No. But he'll wish he stayed dead. I'm all done playing games with you. Now tell me what I want to know! Tell me!
They'll hear you upstairs.
Hey, shut up and close the door! Fill the syringe and double the dosage! Again.
It's in a park.
What did you say?
They're taking the chips.
You're taking it where?
How long does he got before he's dead?
As long as 15 minutes.
You tell me who was on the other end of that phone, and I'll make it quick.
Peter Kingsley.
To see me, sir?
Yes, close the door, please. Have a seat, Mike. I've been feeling a little disconnected from my people in the last hour.
Now, Mr. President, I've been trying to manage the Joint Chiefs and Homeland Security, but if you want me closer...
Not you, Mike. Back in Washington.
Who?
Prescott. I think he's avoiding me.
With what we've gone through in the last 18 hours, I'm certain he's just being pulled in 10 different directions.
We were, and in some ways still are, on the brink of war. I'm the commander-in-chief. When I call, there's only one direction.
Absolutely. I'll get him on the phone right away.
Do that. Oh, am I? This statement that Jenny made a pass on, it's not working.
Well, what's the problem?
The facts aren't updated, and I don't think Jenny's been apprised of everything. I want Lynn to go over it.
Why don't you give it to me? I'll get it to her.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Mike Nova. Can you talk?
Yeah.
Are you going forward or not?
Of course. Nothing's changed.
Well, then, the sooner you can execute, the better.
As fast as we can here.
David Palmer is not a stupid man. He knows something is going on. It won't take him long to figure out what it is.
How does he know?
But for one thing, you haven't returned his calls.
I'll call him now.
I think that's a good idea.
Mike, I'm counting on you. I gotta keep him busy until I can get everyone together.
How much longer?
A half hour. 45 minutes tops.
The sooner the better. I'm all alone out here on this. He's starting to ask about Lynn Kresge. I can't keep up the act much longer.
And you won't have to. Just hold your mud, Mike.
CTU Dessler.
Michelle, it's Jack. I need to speak to Tony.
Jack?
Michelle. I don't know if you can still hear me. Kate and Yusuf have got the chip. I'm going to our agreed meeting place at Vineland and Moore Park. Just in case they're still waiting for me there. Michelle. Damn it.
Jack? I think it was Jack.
What'd he say?
We lost the signal.
You try him back?
Yeah, I put an auto trace on the number in case he gets through again.
All right, go to dispatch, see if they picked it up in a log, find out if it was a cell or landline.
Okay.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Jack Bauer just tried to contact us. We lost connection.
I told you I don't want Bauer distracting you or your resources. Whatever he's doing out there is irrelevant.
I'm not so sure it is, Ryan. Jack says he's got proof that the Cypress audio was fabricated. Says he's bringing it here within the hour.
If he's got proof, let him produce it. But I want you to keep your eye on the ball, Tony.
Jim, we both know you've been one of the most outspoken opponents to my decision to call off this attack.
Any criticisms I may have had have been expressed behind closed doors, out of reach of any public scrutiny.
I know we haven't had a chance to talk one-on-one since all this began. So if you have something to tell me, go ahead.
There is nothing, sir.
My door is always open, Jim. If you have something to say, I would expect you to bring it to me first.
Of course, Mr. President.
Thanks for getting back to me. I still don't trust him.
What do you want me to do?
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
What is it?
Lynn Kresge is injured. She fell down some stairs.
What happened?
We're still not sure. It appears she may have been running from a fire in an upstairs room.
Is she okay?
On-site physician says she's critical.
Show me where.
What'd you find out from dispatch?
Well, Jack called me from a cell. Came from somewhere between Encino and Studio City.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was at an urgent care center right around here about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
If he was coming to CTU, he probably would have taken a 101 on the fine, right?
Do you want me to pull up the satellite?
No, that would just raise a red flag with Chappelle, which is the last thing I need right now.
What about police channels? I mean, even if he couldn't contact us, maybe he tried someone local.
Can you monitor those without being detected?
Yeah.
All right, focus on the downtown precincts.
Okay.
Thank you.
exactly. They took the chip.
What are you talking about? Who's they? Where's Kate?
They took her to her house, Hancock Park. She offered to exchange money for the chip.
Come on, let's get you out of here.
Jack, I'm not gonna make it. Go get the chip, Jack.
Just hang on. Just hang on.
Go get the chip.
Yusuf, come on! Yusuf, hang on! Yusuf! Yusuf, I'm sorry.
Yourself?
Yes. I don't have my keys.
Is this really your house?
Yes. This is Turkey under the pot.
Show us where the money's at.
Doc, what's her status?
She sustained some sort of neurological damage. We won't know the extent till we get her to the hospital.
Will she live?
It's too early to say.
Can I talk to her?
Mr. President, that may not be a good idea.
I asked the doctor a question.
You can try, but she's been slipping in and out of consciousness.
Ma'am. Then it's me, David Palmer. I'm so sorry. We're getting you to the hospital. I need you to tell me how this happened.
Sir, she took a severe blow to the head. She has a concussion and she's not coherent.
She's trying to say something. It's okay. I'm here. I'm listening. What is it, Lynn? What is it?
It's all right, Lynn. They're going to take good care of you.
We need to get her to the hospital.
Go.
Going to find out.
What are you talking about?
He told you not to waste any more time looking for Jack, but that's all you and Michelle are doing right now.
Why aren't you working on the field intel?
Don't shine me on, Tony. I'm just trying to help you keep your job.
Really? By doing what?
Not saying anything.
Okay. And don't say anything.
I want something in return.
What would that be?
Michelle worked for me at District. Things work much better that way. But she's not qualified to be my boss. That's why things have been so messed up here tonight.
You want Michelle's job. Is that what this is about?
Yes. And I assume you want to keep yours.
Yeah.
Mr. Chappelle, could you come over here a second?
What do you need, Almeida?
Carrie's got something she wants to tell you.
All right, pair these two. Right. What is it, Carrie?
Well?
Carrie was trying to extort a promotion out of me by promising to keep her mouth shut. Is that about right?
Mouth shut about what?
He and Michelle are still trying to find Jack Bauer. I was just trying to give Tony the courtesy of a warning. I was going to tell you, Mr. Chappelle.
All right, that's enough, Carrie. Get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Thought I made myself clear, Tony. We're past Bauer.
No, sir. You are. I'm not. I'm still director of CTU, and I'm allocating reasonable resources to ensure that we have all the facts. Now, if you're not comfortable with me making my own decisions, I suggest you relieve me of my duties right now.
It won't be necessary.
Thank you, sir.
Don't thank me. I just don't have anyone to take your place right now. I don't like insubordination.
This?
There should be at least 20,000 euros there.
Euros?
It's European money.
I look European to you? Where's the cash?
That is cash. It's as good as dollars.
We want cash money. You understand me?
Marcus.
You think this is real?
No, they keep the fake ones locked up.
1,500.
That's it?
That's it.
Now, what do we do?
Look, just take it all. Just give me the chip.
She knows what we look like. She knows our names, too.
We had a deal.
No, he's right. We can't just leave you here.
Look, take everything. I won't tell anyone. I won't tell the police, I promise. Give me the chip!
Marcus, don't do this, man. Let's just take the stuff and go. The
second we walk out of here, she's calling the cops. I can't get locked up again, man.
No!
My name is Jack Bauer. I'm a federal agent. All I want is a chip, and then I'll let you go.
You shot my friend, man. You expect me to believe you?
Right now, you don't have a choice.
You come in here, and I'm gonna smash this thing. I'll put it right under my foot.
All right, we're looking for Jack Bauer. Last time we heard from him, he was on his cell phone between Encino and Studio City. We need to find him as soon as possible. I need everyone to make this priority one.
Ladies and gentlemen, begin. I'd like to thank you all for assembling at such short notice. I'm sure you're all wondering why I've asked you here. Why I've asked you to keep the news of this meeting to yourselves.
Excuse me, Mr. Vice President, but shouldn't we wait for the President?
President Palmer will be joining us later.
I'm not sure I understand you.
The first part of this meeting will be a closed session.
Closed to the President?
I'm afraid that's the point of the meeting, Alex.
To some of you, this will come as a surprise. For most of you, though, I
hope it comes as a relief. But it is my sincere belief that based upon his response to today's events, David Palmer is unfit to continue as President of the United States.